Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Supported by the Ford Family Foundation and brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, Douglas County and Your Q listeners. So happy you're joining us today. Tiffany, hi there.
Hello.
We've got a great crew today.
Yes, we do.
There is a lot to talk about, and we've got some incredible community guests here. And we're going to be talking about a back-to-school bash today and about community support and focusing on our kids and families. And this episode, regardless of if you have students in school or not, is going to be, I think, really an uplifting conversation, a conversation that hopefully gets us continuing to work together for the betterment of our community.
Absolutely. These kind of conversations are what moves our community forward.
I agree.
Super
and we've
exciting.
Got great things to talk about.
Yes.
And celebrate. And so I want to have our guest introduce yourself. So Eliza, I'd love to start with you. And actually, you could add in here maybe your favorite thing in addition to introducing yourself. And if you represent an organization today, your favorite thing about summertime in Douglas County as well.
Hi, I'm Eliza Bliss. I'm a student athlete at Roseburg High School. I'm going to be a sophomore and I'm part of leadership and Link Crew. And my favorite part of summer in Douglas County is probably the community that is around us and all the fun we get to have.
Love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Jess Hand. I'm Executive Director for Thrive Umpqua, a nonprofit focused on community well-being here in Douglas County. My favorite thing is the outdoors. That's why I moved back here 15 years ago, is just being able to get outside with the kids, explore the rivers and mountains.
So. And I'm Debbie Hollander. I am the System of Care Program Manager at Umpqua Health. And my favorite thing about Douglas County is being surrounded by the rivers and then being able to drive an hour to the mountains and then being able to drive an hour and a half to the coast. I feel like we're surrounded by my favorite things.
It's great. Yes.
Sarah Holborough, Director of Community Engagement at Aviva Health. We are the local federally qualified health center with a mission to provide compassionate, accessible, affordable care for our friends and neighbors in Douglas County.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Great.
My favorite part about living in Douglas County are in the summer are those traditional summertime events that bring our community mm-hmm. together. It's so important. You see it every Tuesday night at the mm-hmm. Half Shell or kicking off summer at the Summer Arts Festival or seeing all of our incredible youth showing mm-hmm. their animals at the fair. It's really special and it reminds me why I love living in Douglas County.
So great. Yeah. Thank you. Hi, River.
I'm River Smalley. I'm a RHS student athlete as well, part of the girls lacrosse team. And my favorite part about Douglas County in the summertime, I've got to agree, is the nature, seeing the rivers almost every day and being able to connect with my friends as much as possible and having the spaces to do that.
Great.
I'm Emily Veal, the new principal at Winchester Elementary. My favorite thing about Douglas County this summer is all of the farms in UPIC.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
berries, nectarines.
That.
I mean, we have such bountiful produce here. It is one of my favorite things in the summertime.
It is lovely
yes,
indeed.
So true.
Well, thank you very much for being here. And I want to start. Some members of our committee may not know this, but there's been a lot of work the last year and a half. 2 years on an event that I want to make sure we highlight the event, the Back to School Bash. And so let's talk about this a little bit. If someone's hearing about this for the first time, what do they need to know about Back to School Bash, its purpose, and a little bit about its genesis and how it came about?
Yeah, I'll start with that. Yeah. So the first like Back to School event was for Umpqua Health was actually in 2024. And it was primarily the focus was to get the kids vaccines and some sports physicals. And it was actually held at the Umpqua Health Newton Creek Clinic, which is kind of a smaller facility. So when we started planning for 2025, we just knew that we wanted to go like much bigger and offer more resources and services and information so that we can prepare families and youth, you know, for school. So yeah, we needed a new facility, so we and more people. So we contacted all these amazing people here to get some help, and it just got bigger and bigger every year.
That's so amazing. I actually didn't realize that it started there. And so that's so incredible to hear that how small it started and how much it's grown. And for the people that didn't attend last year's Back to School Bash, how would you describe that growth from the first one to last year's?
Exponential. Like when we took it from just being at the Umpqua Health Newton Creek office, the clinic there, and decided to have not just one event, but two, one at the high school and one at South Umpqua, Roseburg High School and South Umpqua. We didn't know what to expect. Like, I think everybody, we were just like, okay, let's do it and see what happens. But we were blown away by the community support and the attendance.
What I loved about it too, Debbie, is we came together as a group. You invited a group of us and you said, hey, we could do this year. We don't have a lot of time to plan it, but we could come together and do this year, or we could plan and do it a year out from now. And I love the energy in that room where we all said, no, we have to do this year. We have to do it every year. It's important and we can grow every year and it doesn't have to be perfect, but we're coming together and we have your back.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I love that. So let's talk. So let's get a little recap on last year. If it's again, it's first time you're hearing about it, you may not know exactly kind of why it's important. And also, I know there's some statistics last year in terms of people that came, and there were physicals, and there were haircuts, and there were community organizations. So let's talk a little bit about that for listeners that may not know about that. I mean, Liza, you were there volunteering. We had kids involved and adults in organizations. So let's talk a little bit about what happened last year. And again, we can shift a little bit to why that's so important.
Yeah, I think we were blown away. Over 1,600 kids and their families between the two events at Roseburg High and South Umpqua, over 40 community organizations that came out to host a booth or an activity for kids to bring supplies in, hundreds of physicals, haircuts, backpacks, and school supplies going out. We were blown away by just how much the community embraced that and what that turnout looked like. And I think for us, just being there those 2 days, it was such a joy. Both events were really joyful. But seeing kids get like their first back to school haircut or to win a gift card to get a brand new pair of shoes that they may not have been able to afford otherwise, that was really heart touching, just to see how much it meant to some of those families. Like, wow, our community is looking out for us. These are some things we may not have received otherwise. And I know for all of us here, we didn't want it to just be a typical backpack giveaway. We wanted to really feel like a celebration and a showcase of all these kids and clubs and organizations together. That's what I loved about it. All the clubs that showed up, over 20 at each event, coming out to perform or host an event for younger children. So I know you were a part of that last year of leadership.
Yeah, I think as much as like a resource for kids and also families, there's also just a lot of excitement. There's games, there's a lot of just engagement between people, kids of different ages, families. You would see like whole families come out and just take advantage of what we're offering.
Yeah.
Touched on, Eliza, it was a multi-generational event. And that was so cool. You saw grandparents, parents, siblings of multi-age ranges from elementary to high school, all celebrating together. Yeah. And I think that's what it's all about, coming together in a moment to celebrate a really cool moment, back to school.
Well, and I think too, it was really thinking outside of the box of really trying to pull in all of the communities. So it wasn't just centered in just Roseburg, but looking at Elkton, looking at Glendale, South Umpqua, how everyone can be involved, and highlighting what students are doing by inviting the clubs was huge, and the support clubs got as well. So I think that thinking outside of the box of showcasing at the same time, and that really our students, they can be involved as part of our community was huge. That made a really big difference.
I thought that was so creative that Umpqua Health funded, you know, the clubs and their participation. If you want to share about that, that was so creative.
Yeah, for all the different school organizations that came to the event and like either had a booth or maybe did a demonstration, we gave them at least $250 to help support their club.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
And we're doing it again this year.
Yeah. I know when I went to the event at RHS, I was taken back a little bit about, you know, how supportive the community is. And I think how supportive the community wants to be. And I do think, you know, our youth are worth celebrating. you think about the work that they do and the work that's put in to make sure they have a great experience. And we say this often, but like the students are the future of this community. And isn't it great when the community says, makes an intentional investment to say, we want to support this, not just an event, but want to support kids in their success in school. And it's neat to walk in there and see, you know, organizations from all different walks that are in support of youth there. And that is something that we have to continue to grow and work on. I think it was neat to see what's possible this year, and you know, who else is going to say, I'll step up and help that. Because there's really not many better causes than helping young people.
Right. And just to see the growth that happens this year, because I went last year as well to the one at RHS. And then you mentioned, yeah, there were two of them. You were a big helping hand in coordinating the South Umpqua event. Is that right?
Well, they did most of the coordination. Yeah. So it was myself and then our school district psychologist. She helped as well. But the partnership was so great just because of the amounts of communication organization. It was mind-blowing. So it made it really easy for us to be able to engage. And our community was really excited to be involved. We were surprised how many families came to the event in South Umpqua. But it's the same thing with people getting their first backpack. You know, we had some families who didn't know how they were going to do that, and they had that possibility. And then you add food trucks and then all of the other awesome things that can happen. It was a phenomenal event. And I think it brought our community in as far as the Douglas County as a whole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are 40 organizations that participated last year. What were some of the materials and information that were available from all of those tables?
I think that kind of nails it on the head, Tiffany. It's like bringing all of the resources, opportunities, cool ideas, passionate people to the same place and saying, we care about your families. Mm-hmm. We care for our educators. We care for our students. And pulling them all into one space where families can really realize that there's a community that supports them. Taking what can be a somewhat stressful transition, like back to school, and turning it into a celebration, and having all of the resource and opportunities in one space.
Well, and especially with new people that are new to the community as well, that was something that we noticed, because they would come to the event new to South Umpqua and new to Roseburg too, and they were able to see all of those resources. And then you're looking at some other, you know, we have families, a student with special needs, they were able to connect with organizations that they might have not have known existed. So being able to find community and then even dive deeper into finding additional community because of the whole event is pretty meaningful.
Yeah, and we're having an emphasis on not just K-12, but early learning and college as well. It's really meant to be a community-wide event. Yeah. So there'll be organizations that serve the full age span of students.
Well, and you guys made it really easy. I felt like the kids had so much fun. There were so many activities for the kids to do. And so while they're having fun, the parents have a chance to go and go to, you know, booth to booth and find the resources that they feel that their family needs. Mm-hmm. And so I love that it was truly a celebration. The kids just had a blast. It was incredible.
And, you know, getting back to school can be like kind of stress inducing. I'm curious. I mean, River, you're getting ready for your senior year. Eliza, you've got sophomore year coming up, and for some people they're excited about that, but I mean economically for some people, like, it's a stressor. Like, if you haven't gone school shopping yet, the price of the world is expensive right now.
Right.
And so there's I think it's great when you have an ability to enter the school year without that additional stress. Like, some families struggle to just make ends meet on a month-to-month basis, week-to-week basis. So you think about adding crayons and markers and notebooks and all those kind of things. So that's what a great event. I am curious to get a student perspective here. So River and Liza, a little bit, like, you got school coming up.
Yeah.
So like, talk to me a little bit about, like, are you excited about that? Is it a little bit stressful? Like,
Yeah, I think that senior year especially is a little bit of a different year to go into. You know, everyone is asking about college and what my plans are for the future. I think it's a big year where people just think of the transition from high school onward, which I'm really excited about, to be honest with you. But it's going to be a big load this year, you know, especially at Roseburg. I'm really lucky that we have so many resources, like good college programs that help me get college credit without having to pay for it, which is something I've definitely taken advantage of. And I'm super, super grateful for. But yeah, I'm really happy to be set up for things like that, be set up for college. I already have all my history credits out of the way, you know, half of my language credits out of the way. I am really grateful for those resources.
We hear this from parents all the time too, like, my kid started as a sophomore in college. It's actually awesome. It's great, right?
Yeah.
There's a way to save money as well, right?
Yeah. You're able to graduate high school with an associate's degree. Like, that's like so lucky to be able to do that without having to worry about the financial aspect of it. And it also helps students kind of prove that they can go above and beyond the normal curriculum, which I think is also really important for students like myself.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and there'll be a booth for Career Pathways at the event this year too.
Oh, and there's some exciting things in the works as well. It's exciting.
I think going into my sophomore year, I'm in the middle of high school now, so I have freshman year behind me, so I kind of have some expectations, but it was definitely scary and stressful going into freshman year. And then it was like, stay on your stuff, but it was very manageable. So I think going into sophomore year, I have a lot of like, here's what I need to get done. And there's a lot of timelines, but I also know that there's stuff ahead of me. And like River said, you know, with college credits, there's a lot of drive to get things done. And a lot of like reasons to want to do well.
Yeah. I love that. I think it's important because the back to school bash can also be, you may not need some resources, but you might need a connection with people. Right. And so I think it's always good to think about our youth. Like as they get ready for the year too, parents need some things, community needs some things. Sometimes our kids need different things. Could be a haircut, could be physical, could be a backpack. And sometimes I think what we need also is just a connection. You kind of need that. And so the event was amazing to provide all of that. And we're looking forward August 22nd, 10 to 3. At UCC this year.
Yes.
And so really excited for this community event.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And it really, truly is a community celebration. There are many needs behind this event, though. Many, many needs that, you know, inspired this event. But before we get to that, we are going to take a quick break.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue. Really great conversation about the Back to School Bash. Excited for this bash again on August 22nd from 10 to 3 at UCC. When we were at break, I was just thinking about this quote I read years ago by Margaret Mead. She said something to the effect of, never underestimate the power of a small group of committed individuals to change the world. And she wanted to say it's actually the only thing that ever has. And so thank you. We've got this small, committed group of individuals. And Sarah, you were mentioning at the break, too, about how we've got moms here and students here who really just want everyone in the community to have an experience that's uplifting and positive and welcoming as we get started in this new year. A stress-free way to find resources and feel like there's a sense of I belong to this community, and the community cares for its young people.
An excitement about going back to school, taking something that could be potentially stressful and stamping excitement on it and joy on it, and being able to look around you and seeing the incredible opportunities that exist in Douglas County for your kids.
Yeah.
They're all of our kids. Whether you're a grandparent or a parent or a student yourself, like, we're all in this together. Yeah. And how incredible. You know, you see the clubs coming out and our youth expressing like what they're passionate about. And for me, it's just like, these are doors opening to like passion leads to purpose. Yeah. And that's, I mean, we couldn't want for more.
Totally.
Yes. And that really is the root of this whole thing. Also, something else that we did during break was watch a video on last year's event. And so what I love most about that is it really showcased all of the community partners that came together for this event and for our kids and for all the families here in Douglas County. It's so important. Like you said, passion leads to purpose. And if we all just can share that passion together in making this a better, stronger Douglas County, we're going to win.
Yeah, I love that.
And it takes us together.
Totally. It does. I think, you know, even beyond this event, I was thinking about, I mean, we've got River and Eliza here. You're both student athletes involved in activities and things. And I think there's, I mean, if we embrace, Sarah, what you talked about, that they're all our kids, I've always said that, like your zip code doesn't matter. Our responsibility as a community is to help make sure these kids have an incredible upbringing, that they have, that their perception of a community is my community rallied around me because that was important. And so even beyond this event on the 22nd, it's go to that girls lacrosse game, right? And go cheer River on. It's go to basketball. It's go see the band. And it's go, it's be involved in the lives of these young people. And so I think even beyond this event, and it's really worth mentioning too, I know, you know, we have quite a range of experiences people are having in our county, economically, pro-socially. You know, we've got families who are just trying to get by day to day. And oftentimes for no fault of their own, we have students and families that are experiencing homelessness and houselessness. And we've got issues around addiction and health issues and mental health issues. We also have some families that we think every person is struggling in their own little way, but we've got some people that are on the other side of that where they can think about going on vacation and going to experience things. Hal, let's talk about why this event is important for our community. Why is this event important to have an event like this where people do feel a sense of connectivity and getting the resources they need, the encouragement they need to get the year started?
Yeah, that's great. Because on a previous episode, Betty Simon had mentioned how it's so hard for people to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And all of the resources are out there in our community. I mean, there's so many organizations that want to help, and here they are all at this one event.
And that's exactly it. There are so many resources, so many opportunities, so many caring individuals. Most of the year, those resources, opportunities, and caring people are behind closed doors. So this is an event where they're all exposed. And we're saying, we care about you. We care about your clubs. We care about your families.
Mm-hmm. And I think this event has an opportunity to have a huge ripple effect, right? You know, I know as a parent, like nothing brings me more joy than when my children has everything that they need and that they're happy. So you give a kid a backpack and not only do you have a happy child that is excited and ready for school, but you have a parent now that is super happy and excited. That's going to reduce their stress, you know, make their life more joyful and healthier.
Yeah.
And backpacks. Yes. But you guys gave away so many things, like even fun things for the kids to be excited about that are not school related. And for them to just be excited about life.
Yeah. And excited about life, excited about school, excited about living in Douglas County, proud to live in Douglas County. As a mom, I really want to make sure that not only my child has what they need, but that their friends and the people that they surround themselves on an everyday basis, that they are healthy and have what they need, because that's what truly leads to our community's health, wellness, strength, and stability now and for generations.
Well, you are succeeding in that work. I'm just going to say that because so your role in this event is getting all of those organizations there, right? So you are making all of that happen.
And we don't want them to just be there in a tabling way where they put brochures on the table. We're actually asking them to kind of level up and engage with these students and families. Let's get to know each other. Let's interact on a human to human basis. You need a haircut. You need a Nike pullover. We have that here. We can all go back to school feeling that same excitement and level playing field. And I just love that. I heard a story. I was in my hair salon a couple weeks after the back to school event last year. And there was another stylist working on a client. She's like, do you know anything about this back to school event? They were giving away free haircuts for kids. And there were the neighborhood kids were like, we've never had a back to school haircut. My mom just did it in the kitchen, but don't I look good? And how about that confidence that we're sending those kids back to school with? Yeah. I mean, it's as simple as a haircut or a name brand sweatshirt or just being able to have a meal with your family at an event that's free of charge where you can say yes to absolutely everything at this event. There's no charge.
Yeah, I love that.
Cool.
I think that especially looking outside of Roseburg into like some of the more rural parts of Douglas County, I think that this event could be really important because, I mean, even looking at Glide, for example, they have, you know, not even half the resources that Roseburg has. And, you know, like a struggling mom, for example, could walk in looking to get her kid a backpack and then, you know, leave finding a plethora of other resources, you know, like health and mental health and lots of other, you know, financial support, things like that. And I think that that could be a really good opportunity for a lot of struggling families.
Yeah. And people that care. I think that's it too.
Right.
Yeah. It's looking people in the eye.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, this community is so generous. Something that's really neat that rippled out of last year's event was the banks wanted to get involved this year. So we have several banks that are hosting their own school supply drives to bring those supplies into the bash. And Jackson Street Provisions did food last year. And they're like, we want to do more next year. So this year, they're doing a clothing drive out of their business downtown. So kids have something new that they can wear to school on the first day. So I just love that ripple effect of generosity and other partners coming to the table.
Yeah, that's so amazing. So where can people donate clothes if they wanted to give?
Yeah, so for Jackson Street Provisions, that's downtown in Roseburg, but they could reach out to Thrive Umpqua on our website and we can connect them with a way that they could donate financially or clothing. And then several of the banks like Columbia and Banner have been involved, but they're more than welcome to reach out to us for those connections. Yeah.
And there is something about like when you do work together that's meaningful and you go serve together, like it does build those bonds, and those are really important. That's important connective tissue for a community to have that. Now, you've had this experience together and that makes a big difference. You know, one of the things that I found interesting and really important, and I so appreciate the work that's gone into this, is this sense of belonging. It's important for like community and also parents and students. And I want to focus a little bit on students and families here a little bit. But the sense of belonging is important. We think about getting back to school. I mean, I don't know, has anybody ever felt anxious about school starting? Like anybody ever have like start getting those dreams about like, I forgot my locker combo? Was that just me? I don't know.
Forgot to turn in the assignment.
Like, you know, all the things, right? And school, like we think it starts in Roseburg on the 31st and many places around the county on the 31st, some on the 24th. But like the anticipation of school, and also if you're involved in athletics or activities or leadership, it starts early. And I do want to preface one thing that I can't say enough. This generation of young people is amazing. They're busy, they're involved, they're smart, they're collaborative. And I'm not worried about the future because of this young group, of this group of young people. They're amazing. They're
say
so,
it louder for the people in the back, Jared.
I mean,
say
really,
it louder.
To be honest with you, I've been doing this for a while and working with kids. It's the best generation I've seen in the 30 years I've been doing this. They're committed. They're worth it, is the point.
And they're empathetic. They actually create belonging for one
absolutely.
Another. They're so kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there can be this sense of anticipation with school and a sense of like, and you know, school's much more rigorous than it was when I was younger. And I was a decent student. I look at like what these kids are doing. It's leaps and bounds ahead of what I did at this age. And the deep thinking that happens. That being said, I do think for families and students at times, there is this sense when there's an absence of belonging, we see things like student attendance that gets to be a challenge. And sometimes we try to find ways to connect so that kids feel like they can come to school. But it's I mean, our students can help us with this too. But I mean, there are issues around like anxiety at school, and they are balancing a heavy workload. Mm-hmm. Families sometimes are stressed out with, you know, having to work two jobs, and students also working. Oftentimes when the economy slips, students are working to help pay rent. And so school is an interesting balance of a family and a student and this academic and, you know, academic pieces and athletic pieces and activity pieces, there's a lot happening with folks. I really think one thing that has been helpful with this event, and one thing we should continue to talk about as a community, is how we can think about the relationship between feeling like you belong and you fit and you're welcomed, it's your school, and attendance.
Yes.
Because attendance, you know, if we look at attendance rates across the country and across Oregon and across Douglas County and our specific schools, we think about chronic absenteeism or students that are gone 10% of the year or more. It's a pretty high rate.
Mm-hmm. And
Oregon. Yeah. So Oregon's chronic absenteeism rate has risen 20.4% from 2018 to 19 to 33.5% from 24-25. So that's one in every three students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was reading a University of Oregon paper that was explaining how Oregon is the second highest absenteeism out of the entire country.
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
I was actually just thinking about that. I'm really not sure. I know that COVID definitely had a really big hit on absenteeism, but I'm curious as to why it's just Oregon specifically. I don't know exactly what the difference is.
So I think Oregon is one out of the two states in the country to stop doing truancy fines.
And I did read that. Yeah.
And that is an interesting detail, I think, because they're really in that way. There's no accountability for families, and the struggle is real. So let's not take that away from families. The struggle is very real. That sense of belonging, the lack of sense of belonging can be sometimes that they don't have shoes to wear to school. They don't have like the very basics that they need. So when that weight is on a student, that's really heavy stuff. So how can we come together as a community to help fulfill those needs that are very real and get our absenteeism rate to drop, because it's really affecting the future of these kids and the future of our community.
Yeah.
And whose issue is chronic absenteeism? All of ours.
Yeah.
It's all of our community. Yeah. It's all of ours. These are all of our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's where it's really, you know, you have the events like the Bash, but we have to make sure we have that culture where if people are asking for help, there's no shame in that, because everybody needs help at some point.
Yeah.
And having those strong relationships where families and the school can communicate well and frequently and really build that relationship, because oftentimes schools can, you know, reach out to resources, but maybe the parent doesn't understand some of the nuances of what their kid can be involved in or how they can be involved, building that sense of community. Because we have a lot of parents where they might have had a terrible experience in school and they need to have the script rewritten for them also of what school looks like for their own child and the amount of support we're giving students. So I think allowing those opportunities for parents in Roseburg schools has a lot of ways parents can come into schools with family events. What are they learning? What social emotional are they getting at school? You know, how can families be involved in not doing it in a way where a family feels like it might be condescending, but bringing them in as a partner and talking to them as partners? I think that for a lot of folks, that can be just those small incremental steps to increase that engagement in school.
Yeah. Yep, that's so true. And a lot of the setbacks are from, I mean, there are lots of different, there are several different platforms that we use for communications. And so it's really important for parents to know how to navigate those. And, you know, we're really trying to streamline, Roseburg Schools is really trying to streamline the communication platforms so that it can simplify that process. And so a part of that has been rolling out Parent Square as the main platform of communication for parents and staff. And so that has helped immensely to connect the parents and staff on a deeper level so they can have that clear communication. It's really important. There's also other platforms available, like Canvas for students. That is a great platform for our students to, our high school students, to have that communication with their instructors. Also for parents to keep tabs of what's happening in the kids' classes, you know, where your grades are at and where the assignments are at. And so
a lot of that gap can just be not being plugged into those platforms. And so that's really important. Another really important one is Parent View. And we use that for online registration, for conferences, for secondary and high school. And then Parent Square is for the elementary conferences. And so it's just, getting families to plug into those apps, and we'll provide the link for more information on how to do that and some helpful tips on navigating those platforms. And I know it's different for each district. That's what our district does. But River, I love how you kind of expanded us into the county. This isn't just Roseburg. Yeah. So I would say that is the case for all districts.
Yeah. And at Back to School Bash, we will have an area designated to helping families navigate those communication tools so they are keyed into everything that they need to know. I think that's one of the barriers is families simply don't know how to access that information, or maybe they can't download the app. So having that accessible at Back to School Bashes was something that was important to us.
And really keeping in mind, too, that we do have a grandparent population that no matter what, they still need some of those personal touches of the voice actual calling them on the phone, still maintaining some of those connections or, taking the time because they still might not want to use the app. But I think no matter what, having a really well-rounded way to communicate with families so there isn't that loss of connection.
And the truth is, we think about the school year. I think about this all the time of like, it's a high trust activity. When you're going to drop off, the most important thing you have as a parent that's more important than any single thing in the entire world. Here's the keys to my house, car, whatever. That doesn't matter to me as much. My kids. And so I think it's these events give us a chance to build a relationship that increases trust. And that, I think, goes a long way. I did want to ask our students a question. I'd love to get your perspective on this. What are some things students need today that people can't always see?
I think that to circle back to what we were talking about like the platforms like Canvas and how different that is for my generation versus your guys' generation of schooling, I think that honestly could contribute to chronic absenteeism because students feel like they can replace the in-person learning with the online aspects of learning, and even things like the APEX program. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but from my perspective, I feel like those online resources can feel like something to fall back on if you don't finish your work, I suppose, or just if you don't have the drive to finish all of it, I guess. I think that getting more support from people in the classroom, especially to encourage students to actually show up and make more things important to actually be present for instead of putting everything on Canvas. I know I've had a lot of experience in classes where I show up and we're on the Chromebooks the entire class, the teacher doesn't say anything. It's just complete online work. Like, why am I even here? I feel like that could be a really big contributor to that chronic absenteeism that we were talking about.
Yeah, it's a really great perspective of like, we love technology, but like oftentimes it's not as personal.
Yeah.
And we don't want, our kids, I think, want that interaction as well. Our young
Absolutely.
Kids.
Well, it's a need, I think, with the belonging. I mean, how can we establish a culture of belonging when everybody's staring at a screen?
Yeah.
So I love that.
Lisa, what about you? What do you think students need today?
Relationships are very important, especially with our peers and our teachers, to have someone that we can trust and we can go to. I think a lot of the absences, attendance, whatever, once you miss a day of school, in high school, you missed 7 classes. Mm-hmm. That's 7 more things to catch up on, and it becomes a lot of stress. Yeah. So then why would you, if you're really stressed, come to school? And then it becomes like a chain and a pattern. And so I think having people that you can trust and that you can go to, whether it's your counselors, your teachers, even just to talk to them, maintaining those healthy, strong relationships with people that you trust is very important, because you can be honest with them and be like, I'm, falling behind, or I need help, or even just to have for like the rest of your life. It's just to have your high school friends you can keep in touch with, whatever. Relationships are very, very important.
Yeah.
And people that notice if they're not there.
Yeah.
Looking for
you.
Important.
Hey,
I missed you yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Like, in our current model of education, you think about the elementary side of things. You guys remember elementary school years, right? They were like, seemed like yesterday, right? But like, you had kind of one teacher, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly. And you kind of saw that teacher all day, and it shifts a little bit. So you get to middle school and high school, and all of a sudden you have seven teachers, and those teachers have 220 kids a day kind of thing. So that it shifts a little bit. So I like this idea of advocacy. I know as a teacher, I loved it when kids would, if I didn't see a kid, I would want to notice that, but I loved it when kids would advocate for themselves at the high school or the college level or the middle school. And they would just come in and say, hey, listen, Mr. C, I'm struggling with this thing. Can you help me? It's actually a symbiotic relationship with that, where it's actually great for the adult and the student as well.
That really dovetails though off what River said too. So it makes me wonder if some things are so easy to fall back on, if it makes it so students don't know how to advocate for themselves, or they're not comfortable enough. Cause like, you know, it's just as easy, but it does perpetuate that falling behind, and that, you know, higher levels of anxiety or, you know, that disconnectedness.
I think the increase we've seen in some of these online programs, education programs, actually is interesting to me. Cause I think it's, it oftentimes can be way easier to do, an hour of school versus 6 hours of school, and so I think that there's many options right now in education, and we have to make sure that we're not, you know, pushing people to that because it happens to be easier, or and also understand if we have people opting into those, why they are. It might be that school creates anxiety, and so.
Having the social component is huge. So even people that are doing online schools with their kids, or online education or homeschooling, they have to set up these social structures in order to get those healthy components, you know, with their children.
Yeah.
And I think another important factor is us as parents to keep our kids close, like connect with our kids as friends. Parents, get them together outside of school, get them to where they're feeling, because once the friend is at school, then, you know, your child wants to be there even more. Those deep connections, like you said, relationships, they're so important to us building that sense of belonging. And that's, I think, as parents, how we can support that.
I do want to double back to something here as time gets a little short here, but I want to ask this question again, because I don't think we can talk about it enough. And that is, if you're listening on the show and you think, I don't have kids that are school aged. I don't have grandkids that are school age. I moved here from out of state, or I grew up here, but I'm kind of living here, kind of not in that world. I'm not in that world anymore of school. Why should somebody care about our youth in this community?
Kids of the future.
Let's talk more about that.
I mean, everybody is born someday and everybody dies someday, and the kids are going to keep growing up, and we're going to keep going through the education system, and we're going to keep making relationships with people and learning different things and finding out what we're interested in. And at some point, you know, the people our age are going to be in their 30s and their 40s in their prime time of work doing the best that they can. And growing up and seeing what can be done better pushes you to want to do that when you're older and when you can't do that.
Love that.
I think that one important point that could be made about technological versus in-person learning is that kids are the future. And I don't know if I'd want my future nurses or lawyers to get their degrees from ChatGPT. I think that academic honesty is something that's really falling apart in the age of AI. And it's something that I think we should encourage kids to come in person and learn these things face to face with their teachers. I know that there's also a big issue with student teacher ratios. You know, there's not enough teachers and there's way too many students. I think that that's a big issue. If we had a more amount of teachers, we would be able to engage students more and have more accountability in that way, if that makes sense.
I love that. That makes total sense. And I think that that is truly preparing our youth for showing up later in life, because that's what it takes to strive for more. We have to show up. That's the first step.
Yeah. And I think listening to student voice, though, is really important, because no matter what students are part of our community. They're not just the kids that live in our community. They are a part. So elevating student voice is so important for us to be able to take feedback on systems, take feedback about our community. And kids really think outside the box. They're looking at things differently. So there's so many amazing things by bringing students to the table and really honoring their place in our community.
And community is not just one generation.
Yeah.
It's all the generations.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we think of the communities we've oftentimes visited places and you're like, wow, this has a great feeling to it. Mm-hmm. And it's oftentimes because that is embraced, that the community is everybody and everybody's voice matters. And we think about those multi-generational activities and opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I think if we think about the community we want to be, that we're grateful to be part of, there's work we can continue to do in this to make sure people do feel connected in the community. There's so many reasons to celebrate. It's been a fantastic activity that's been planned that I'm excited about. Really, the story it teaches us in the future to kind of keep that work moving forward.
Yep. And it really does take everyone, all of us, to do that work together. Yeah. So we are actually at the end of the radio portion of this episode. And so we just have one last thing, your cue. And so what would you all, let's go ahead and start with you, recommend that or encourage our community to do?
I would say it takes a village, like we've been talking about today, to raise our kids. So something concrete that you can do this week, either come out to the bash yourself, no matter what your age is, volunteer, or share it with the family that you know is in need and could really come out and get some resources you need to connect with.
Yeah, and I'd like to just challenge, you know, those people that don't have kids or maybe their kids are grown to find a way to get out in their community and to connect with our youth or to encourage them and, you know, help them for the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Gosh, so much to say on this topic. Like, my mind just goes to so many places, but at the heart of it, what makes Douglas County such an incredible place to call home is the people. So check on your neighbors, check on your kids, have a face-to-face conversation, take the time to be a part of an event like Back to School Bash, find your community and support the next generation.
Love that. Thank you.
Very well said. To kind of piggyback off of you, I would say take initiative to go outside and meet new people and actually connect with the people that you live around. You know, it's a pretty tight community. So I think that actually being able to be a part of it is important for everyone.
That's great. Thank you.
I think don't rely on periphery information of what youth are like now, because so much of it is really negative. And we have phenomenal youth here that are doing amazing things, that embrace each other, embrace our community, that really want our place to be where they want to come back to. So I think just, if people really want to know our youth, go experience what kids are doing and volunteer or go to an event like Jared said. You know, I think that's really important to understand and learn on your own. Mm-hmm.
And what if we had a county in which school felt like home, where kids wanted to go every single day, where parents knew that they were accepted for who they were at that very point in time? What if school felt like home?
Yeah. I think we see this in some places and it needs to be accelerated, right? And I do love that point. We're grateful. I love this community. And, we, you know, if you're lucky enough to live in Douglas County, there's so many things to be excited about. And again, we don't want to be stagnant. We want to move the work forward and accelerate it. Want to thank everybody for being part of the show today. It's been wonderful. Your insights. Thank you for your work on helping our community come together. And this is just another great example about of how we're working together across organizations with a common vision to support our kids and our youth and communities. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much. The challenges we're facing deserve our passion and our energy. But if we want to create real change, we have to channel that energy into solutions rather than resentment towards the problems. Creating lasting change is only possible when a community shares hope and works together toward a common vision for its future. And that begins with the right conversations, grounded in understanding, focused on possibility, and centered around what we can build together. Those conversations become a launchpad for positive change and help our community reach its highest potential, which is what you guys are rocking with this event. And so now it's time to go deeper in our after show. We hope that you will join us. You're going to want to if you're a parent. We're going to talk about lots of tips on how to ease into the back to school season. And so, and in the YouTube description of this episode, you're going to be able to find the link for the Back to School Hub for Roseburg Schools, as well as the Douglas ESD's resource directory to countless community resources. So definitely check that out. And thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook.